Thursday night on Stray Extra's Food and Drink Show, and we're delighted to be joined in the studio again by Jill from the Coniston Hotel. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome
nice
back.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Can't believe a month's gone by. And we're going to talk tonight. What we're going to focus on this evening?
Well, I'm here, I believe, to talk to you about the open-air dining and hampers and picnic options. We've got some great ideas.
And we're in the heart of summer now, so outdoor al fresco eating very much a thing at the moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Weather permitting, of course.
Yes.
Weather always permitting, and an English picnic, certainly. But
yeah, absolutely.
What are some of the options you offer then, Jill?
Well, there's a whole wide range of things for the summer months. I mean, there's nothing nicer than actually being outside summer's evening or lunchtime with a nice glass of wine and perhaps some Yorkshire tapas.
Yorkshire tapas. Now, tell us more about that. I love that phrase.
Mm. Well, we've been serving Yorkshire tapas at the Coniston for many years, and it's sort of a lot of it is locally produced food. It's quite a hearty selection of food presented on a board, and you know, we have got all sorts of things on there, sort of the Coniston salmon and prawn fish cakes. We've got the honey glazed sausages, which we've sold for many years, and they're a real popular item at the hotel. We've also got the ham hock and the honey roast ham, all sorts of different parma ham, etc. The pan-fried kidneys on toasted muffin, along with sort of salads and breads, saffron tempura vegetables. So there's a bit of everything on there.
And of course, the Spanish got there first with tapas, and they were very clever, because what's great about that food, it's great sharing food, isn't it? You can order a whole lot and people can dip in and out and choose what they like and try loads of different things. And there's something about Yorkshire produce that works well with that concept, I think. So some of the things you mentioned there, it's just perfect food just to try a little bit from and then move on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, like you say, the sharing, especially if you're outdoor dining, there's nothing better, is there, than a group of friends or family all together sharing the food. It's a really lovely, relaxed atmosphere. Very different than eating indoors often.
Mm. And food's sort of the centrepiece of like a nice social occasion, maybe with a glass of wine. Cause, I mean, a lot of these sound like they'll go very nicely with some chilled vino or a nice glass of red,
nice
or something.
Nice bottle of beer,
guess. Well, absolutely,
For the boys would go down really well.
Yeah. Now, there's one reason above all else to take in outdoor dining, and that is the location and the venue. So just for people who haven't been down to the Coniston and don't quite know the setting, just describe the layout and just explain to our listeners what it's like actually eating this food outside.
Well, we are very fortunate that we're sat on a wonderful estate, a very natural estate, 1,400 acres. And so we can serve food in all areas of our estate. So if we start with the hotel, we've got the Huntsman's Lodge Terrace. Many people will have visited us, hopefully by now, and will know that there's this stunning view over the lake and then far-reaching hills into the Yorkshire Dales. And there, obviously, there's a wide selection of food on the Huntsman's Lodge menu. We have field food, for instance. Again, these are sort of either small starters or sharing food, and that's a very popular option. But then we've also got things like we can put together hampers and picnics on the estate. So if you were to come along, perhaps go to the Falconry Centre, go clear pigeon shooting, or do our 4x4 experience, you know, we can make up these hampers. So when either at the beginning or the end of the experience, as a group of people, you can be actually outdoor and have this food rather than come back to the hotel. So that works really well. We've also got, for our corporate guests, we do in the summer, we have barbecues or hog roasts, that sort of idea, because we find in August time, some of our large corporate customers like to entertain their families and bring them to the estate and have a barbecue, and it's very much a family day. So again, it's all set outside.
One of the things I love about doing this show, Alex, is really people's interest in food and drink. And if you think how things have changed over the years, a British picnic tended to be some soggy white sandwiches and a few lettuce leaves if you're lucky. Carrot sticks were probably getting a bit adventurous. they weren't that much fun. It wasn't so much about the food. Nowadays, people want to try more things. They want to expand their horizons and try new tastes. And this gives them the option to do that, I suppose.
Yeah, it does. And you're absolutely right. You know, gone are the days where it is a sort of the doorstep sandwich. It is all about sort of bite-sized pieces of food. And there's so much you can do. You know, you just have to get a little bit creative and just throw all sorts of things in there.
Yeah.
The popular ones we have, we've got a Dale's Hamper. That has got sandwiches, but patties, olives, artisan breads, quiches and fresh fruit. You know, and that's healthy as well. And
great summer food.
Yeah, a little bit of something there for everybody. And then we've also got something called the Coniston Basket. And that's a basket of cold meats, breads, smoked salmon, trout, of course, from our lake, and salads and homemade scones and cream. So there's a whole wide range and variety.
And the food miles can't get much lower than trout from your lake.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. In fact, you could actually come along and we've got fishing on the lake. You could go and catch your fish and bring it back and chef will cook that.
That's brilliant.
And that's really popular, especially for families. You know, if dad's wanting to show his young children, the wonderful sport of fishing.
Well, I got taken by my dad once fishing to this really awful lake. You know, well, it was a pond, I think. It wasn't very exciting, but it's something like this. If you're in a nice, lovely setting, I mean, that'd be great sort of father son time.
Yeah,
it?
You're in a very safe environment. It's very beautiful. We've got boats that people can hire, so it's a lovely, very relaxing sort of afternoon.
Evening. It seems compulsory when you're talking about an English picnic or outdoor eating England to talk about the weather, but I think in a location like yours, I wouldn't actually mind if the weather was bad, and presumably you have options for people if they do want to eat inside.
We do
as well.
With our activities. I mean, we try to make them as weatherproof as possible. So, for example, at the shooting ground, we've invested a lot of money in making sure that we've got good shelters, or they shoot in the woods just to take the weather element away a little. And our archery and the target golf, that's in a driving range. So again, you're sort of sheltered. The falconry, you know, they can fly the birds in the barn. So there's always some sort of way we can make it a little bit more comfortable for people should a downpour come.
Mm-hmm. We know many of your guests are made up of people who live quite locally, but presumably people travel from long distances away as well.
We've just had a wonderful Chinese group staying with us, and they were here, the celebrities actually, from China, because there is a massive amount of Chinese business coming our way.
Yeah.
And these people were celebrities. They made falconry look really cool.
Oh,
I'm about to post some. We will have posted some imagery of that event actually on Facebook and on Twitter, so have a look. And you know, but visitors come from all over the world. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth giving you guys a follow on social media, because you often post offers and things on there as well, don't
you?
We
do, yeah, we're quite proactive, and it's probably the best place to look really, to see last minute offers.
I think if someone was flying hundreds of miles, it's the England, it's the Yorkshire that you'd want them to see as well. You know, many tourists kind of get drawn to London and must go on a double-decker bus and see the Tower of London, which is fine, but actually there's so much more to the UK. And
they're becoming much more sophisticated, and especially the Chinese visitor. They're looking for that quintessential English feel, you know, whether that's looking at stately homes or you know, doing these traditional sports. They love nothing more than seeing a hunt going out. These are all things that they basically love, the Downton Abbey type feel. And then they sort of want that, but in modern day. And you know, there are some fantastic estates in Yorkshire, and I think we've got it all really for them.
I think your menu very much is a mix between modern and traditional, isn't it?
It
really has that flavour of Yorkshire throughout the time. Where can people find out more if they want to know more about this, Jill?
Yeah, really, I would always recommend follow us on the social media or visit the website, call us, or just drop in
for a cuppa and have a look around.
Absolutely. You've been made very welcome.
Fantastic. Artisan bread. I'm craving some of that now.
I'm hungry already.
Jill, thanks once again for joining us on the Food and Drink Show.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.